Episode 1750, Do You Believe in Your Marriage?
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy every day. How is your weekend going so far? Guess what? I have a microphone back. All I can say is a shout out to Amazon Prime. Okay, enough of that already. It's relationship builders, and you know what? It's time to build a strong foundation. The question is, do you believe in your marriage? For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, you cannot rise above your belief. So, do you believe in your marriage? It's so easy to get wrapped up in the busyness of life. You can be distracted by all sorts of things, children, career, bills, laundry, housework, church. Come on, whether or not you're going to order that double hamburger or a chocolate shake with French fries. The distractions are real in life. But the one question most people are not asking themselves, do you believe in your marriage? Anything worth having requires belief. So if you break down the word belief, what does it really mean to you? What does it mean to believe in something, to have hope? Because if you do not believe in your marriage, do you actually think you would be willing to work on your marriage? No, of course not. You would give up before you even started. Why give into something that's not going to give back to you? The belief's not there. You're working with an empty space, an empty heart. So think about something you really believe in. What has that belief given you? Hope, a firm foundation, forgiveness. Some people might even question, belief giving me forgiveness? Yes, it does. You make a mistake, but you believe you can do better. What does that lead to? Forgiveness, compassion, a kind heart. Gratitude. When you have belief in something, your gratitude is greater than if you are lacking belief. So if you want to believe in your marriage by creating a strong foundation, give with the servant's heart. That is your KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Give with the servant's heart. Now, believe it or not, your marriage is not all about you. I know this is brand new, hot off the press, in vogue news. It's not fake news, it's real news. Marriage is not all about you. Your marriage includes you. Did you get the word? It includes. It's inclusive of not just you, but you and your spouse. Yes, to make a marriage. So if you want to grow a strong marriage, it's going to take sacrifice on your part. Now, we don't like that word sacrifice. In fact, we tend to run away from it. We're fearful of it because sacrifice, we may think we're going to have to hang on a cross. Sometimes it is that big of a sacrifice because we have to give up something that we don't want to give up. So ultimately, what does that mean? You cannot be selfish when it comes to your marriage. Instead, you have to give with the servant's heart. So let's break it down. Number one, when you give with the servant's heart, you listen with an open ear. And that listening with an open ear means that there's no judgment. Do you know how tough that is? But that is the number one of the number one. You've got to listen with an open ear. Your spouse may come home and tell you something, and ultimately, it may actually have nothing to do with you. But if you turn it around and twist it and turn it upside down, you can make it all about you when really it was just, I had a bad day. That was it, except it took two or three or more sentences to tell you that. But somehow you made it all about you. It goes back to the marriage really isn't about you. So we have to be very careful and we have to listen with an open ear. meaning that there's no judgment. Number two, hug just because. Do you know how important it is to have intimacy? And no, I'm not talking about the three-letter word. I know that's fun too, but I'm talking about the three-letter word that starts with an H. It's called a hug. That embrace is indispensable. It will raise your endorphins. Your little brain is going to go, whoop, whoop, whoop. I'm on fire. I'm on fire. This is awesome. You're going to feel good. It's energy giving, not energy zapping. Give a hug just because. That's a servant's heart. It's not about, oh, well, I'll give you attention if you do this. No, that's not how it works. You hug just because. That's the intimacy. That's the strong foundation. Yeah, now the other three-letter word can come in later, and that's awesome. But your everyday needs to include that hug just because. And finally, number three, give with no expectations. When you have a servant's heart, you give because you can, because you're willing to, not because you're going to get something out of it. There's no ROI on this. Return on investment? Oh no. It's all about giving because you have a willing heart, a servant's heart. Now, I'm sure you're sitting here scratching your head going, Christiane, this is not what my marriage looks like. Have you not seen my husband? Have you not heard my wife yell at me? Oh yeah, I get all of that. And I'm here to tell you, you want a strong marriage, you've got to give with a servant's heart. Is it going to be easy? No way. It's not. In fact, it's going to challenge you to the nth degree. And you're going to sit there and go, is it really worth it? Well, go back to the original question. Do you believe in your marriage? If you're wanting to have an incredible relationship with the man that you said I do to, and you're like, hey, I'm all in, and it's time to do life together for years and years and years to come, then you've got to be willing to give with the servant's heart. You can sit here and chalk it up to excuses. You can say, I don't have time for that. He doesn't give me anything. So why should I give to him? The same thing. Do we deserve the unconditional love that we are given from God? No. God serves us with the servant's heart. We are to do the same to our spouse. Now for me, when my husband and I were going through more than rough patches, and as you know, it all started out with the statement, I've fallen out of love. That crushed me. There was no stopping the unraveling of my heart. And then it led to this outer body experience, as if I could see everything happening and feel it, but it didn't actually feel like it was happening. Crazy. And to this day, I still know what it feels like. When you look at something that is so detrimental to a relationship, and that statement cuts it right to the core. If I wanted to at all have a chance of healing personally and also within our marriage, I had to learn to continue to give with the servant's heart, even after it was plain and simply said to me, I've fallen out of love. That is hard. That is not fair. But my friend, I'm telling you, life is not fair. And marriage is not about equality. Marriage is not about you do 50%, I do 50%. You take care of this, I take actually care of this. You can pretend, and that will last for a little while, but eventually that begins to unravel. You want to build that strong foundation. You have to be willing to give with a servant's heart. And that's what I did. Even though my husband at that moment in time said, you know what? I've lost it with you. I've fallen out of love. You're not for me anymore. I'm ready to kind of go on. Whatever that meant, I didn't know. Outer body experience. I was freaking out. I didn't know how to respond. But in less than 48 hours, I had already determined that regardless of what happened to our marriage, that there were a few things that would never change. Number one, I would always be a mother. Number two, I would always be a daughter. I would always be a sister, and I would always be a woman. All of those areas required me to be the best that I could be, and that had no dependency on my husband falling out of love. And if I was going to be the best, and I wanted to be the hands and feet of Jesus, I had to be willing to give with a servant's heart. No expectations, no promises of return on investment. Simply saying, here's my unraveled heart, and I am here to love you and to serve you, regardless of what you are telling me. That, my friend, is sacrificial love. That is what is modeled by Jesus. So the question is, do you believe in your marriage? If you say, yes, I do, then start today. Figure out one thing that you can do. Maybe it is to learn just to listen. You know what? I like to talk a lot. Imagine that. I can talk for, okay, you know how long I can talk, hours upon hours. Sometimes we need to shut our mouths and open up our ears. Come on, women, you hear me. Listen. Maybe that's the first step for you. You don't have to do anything more. When you go to that point and you say, okay, I just want to hear. I don't need to respond. I don't need to have another sentence. I don't need to end his statement with a period. I need to just listen. Do you believe in your marriage? I have a feeling you do, or you wouldn't be listening today. Now, if you're one who's struggling and you're saying, you know what? I need more of this. I need help, and I need something specific to the situation that I'm in. I have a gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. Click on the link, take aim in the show notes. That will begin our conversation. As much as I would like to be able to give you every single bit of detail on these podcast episodes, I can't give it specific to your situation, but I can when we meet one-on-one. So click on that link and that will begin our conversation. We will get a call scheduled for you. And yes, I cannot wait to speak with you. It'll be exciting and maybe scary at first. I know, I get that. But it's a safe place. Your marriage is worth it. So click on that link. Well, as you go through your weekend, I know we all like time off. But this weekend, I want you to put time in on your marriage. I'm carrying that belief torch for you until you're ready to carry it for yourself. Go out today, create an incredible marriage. Listen, hug, and give. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.